Sometimes the best reaction is no reaction at all. And that is the thought for today. Hello, 7 Good Minutes listeners. Clyde Lee Dennis here with a quick note about a podcast that I recently discovered that I'm extremely excited to tell you about. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast and was recently voted among one of Apple's best. Episode 365 is one of my favorites. It's a conversation Jordan had with Benjamin Hardy, in which they talked about and gave some great tips on how to break free from self-limiting beliefs. Find the Jordan Harbinger Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just like 7 Good Minutes, it's a podcast I really enjoy a lot, and I think you will too. You can find it by searching the Jordan Harbinger Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Or if you prefer, just go to jordanharbinger.com/subscribe. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about using the Grey Rock method to deal with difficult people. Enjoy.
What happens when you go Grey Rock? So let's talk a little bit about what Grey Rock is, just so I'm sure that all of us are using the term similarly. Grey Rock is, in essence, exactly what it sounds like. You become completely inert, forgettable, unengaged, like a gray rock. The very one thing that if we walked by it on the street, we wouldn't possibly notice. When you go gray rock, it's really sort of a metaphor for not engaging, for really almost being something that hopefully the narcissist will look right through. Here's the struggle with gray rocking. Like I said, gray rock is not engaging, not talking to them, not arguing with them, and if anything, throwing bits and pieces of supply just to get them off of your trail. But it's as close to no contact as you can be while still having a little bit of contact. So when you go gray rock with a narcissist, you know, I actually love the visual, and we recently did a seminar in LA where we gave out gray rocks to people to put on their desk or even stick in their pocket, because it's a great visual, because when you're in the presence of a narcissist, you really can almost sit like a statue, like calm, serene, and not going to engage with the BS, basically. But a lot of people must wonder, okay, I'm going to try this gray rock thing. What's going to happen? That's where it gets interesting. We know that by and large, human relationships with narcissists are driven by their need for narcissistic supply and their need to regulate by using other people. They go to other people to be told everything, you know, and that's what we keep forgetting, is that we always view them as mistreating other people, which is a big part of it. But they need other people to regulate. It's almost like they don't know that they're having a good time unless the people around them are saying, hey, isn't this a good time? And so they, again, it's a sad sort of artifact of their childhoods that they never got good at identifying emotion. But because narcissists desperately need other people and they resent other people because they need them, initially, when you gray rock them, you stop being as robust a source of narcissistic supply. You're just not, it's almost like you were once a full well, and you're not such a good well anymore. You're not doing it anymore. You're not giving it to them. You're not giving them validation at the level they want, but you're also not giving them the other things that they, in a weird, perverse way, enjoy too, which are things like arguments, conflict, or times when you show your own insecurity. Like, for example, you're like, what if he's cheating on me? And, oh, I'm so concerned. And what if I lose him? And that kind of stuff, believe it or not, even though you're distressed, is giving them, strangely, validation. If for no other reason, it's reminding them of their power, that they have power over you. For someone insecure, the idea that they might have power over someone else is really, really profound. So that said, when you initially go gray rock with a narcissist, especially if you've already had a standing relationship with them where you're very engaged with them. You've always been their source of validation and narcissistic supply, where you will be insecure with them, where you'll be like, oh, I hope they like me. I hope I'm more than enough. I hope I'm enough and all that other stuff. Okay. Because if they're used to getting that from you and all of a sudden that supply starts dwindling, imagine turning on your sink at home and you're used to a steady flow of water. Now you're turning on the sink and it's a trickle. You're going to take note of that and you're going to be like, what the heck is going on? So if you've had a standing relationship with this person where you were a source of supply and then you start going gray rock, they're going to notice. And they're going to throw a lot of different comments at you. One thing that often happens is that the narcissist will get quite frustrated and say, oh, so what are you in therapy now? What are you like too good to talk to me? And they'll sort of turn it into a combative, argumentative, demeaning kind of a space, as though they want you to explain what it is you're doing. It's as though they've been found out and they want you to cop to it. When you're gray rocking, you're like, no, it's nothing. No. And you're very calm and you're not feeding their delusions or any of it. But initially they're going to become agitated. What are you doing? Who are you? You think you're too good to talk to me? What are you in therapy now? What is this? Psychobabble? I've heard all of that. The trick is when you're doing gray rock is to endure this initial period of agitation.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.